The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. And now, the weird and wild tale of Spider Boy.
It was lonely sitting in my attic room day after day, night after night, spinning and weaving the beautiful cloth I sell. No one ever came to see me. Everyone thought I was strange and different. One night I was sitting there weaving when suddenly I felt something watching me. I looked up and I saw it there above me. The little black eyes were watching my hands as they flew like lightning back and forth across the loom. It was strange at first, but after a while I was glad she came, even though we couldn't talk. Because, you see, this thing that had come to keep me company was a spider. Some nights I'd just sit and watch her spin. Fantastic webs of gossamer in the corners of my little attic room. We had something in common. She seemed to understand that we were friends. It wasn't so lonely having her. But I still missed someone to talk to. One day an idea came to me. I'd been out to the little shop where the woman sells my cloth. I came up the stairs. I opened the door of my room, and I saw a little kitten caught in the strong mesh of a spider web. I tore the strand from her quickly, and she ran away. I bent down, and I felt the strong threads of the broken web in my hand. Then the thought came to me. Wonderful thought. Perhaps someday my spider could spin a web strong enough to catch a real friend. Just for me.
Really, Lamont, some of your friends live in the oddest neighborhoods.
That, Margaret, because some of my friends are the oddest people.
Present company accepted, I hope.
No, darling, you qualify. Simply because you do seem fond of me.
Honestly, I love your interest in people, Lamont. No matter how poor, how down at the heels.
They pay me back plenty with the stories I've heard. You've no idea the secrets that are hidden in some of these old tenements?
Who was that sweet old man who just visited?
He's just been acquitted of murdering his wife.
What?
When the jury found out she'd been trying to poison him for years.
Lamont, we're going to find a cab somewhere right now. What was that?
Look, someone's running toward us.
It's a young girl, Lamont. She's crying.
She's crying. The girl's hysterical. Here, look. Tell me what's happened.
She's so frightened she can't speak.
Try to tell us where you live.
Lamont, the girl's been hurt.
Come on, Margaret. We'd better get her to a hospital. She's been frightened almost out of her mind.
I didn't mean to hurt the girl or frighten her. I thought maybe she'd be my friend. I promised to show her more of my beautiful cloth if she'd come up to my room with me. And one day she did. It was wonderful to hear her voice. Friend's voice.
No, Eric, I couldn't take the cloth. My father would know I'd been here, and he's already told me not to see you again.
You seen us on the street talking together?
Yes. And he beat me for it.
Tina, please take the cloth.
No. I have to go home.
But don't leave me alone, please.
Eric!
Have to look.
There's something over there in the corner.
Oh, don't be frightened, Tina. That's only my spider.
I've never seen such a big spider before.
She's my friend, Tina. She keeps me company.
Get it away.
Oh,
Carl.
It's only my
It's
friend.
Coming closer. Stop it.
It's all right.
No, I've got to get out of here.
I said it's all right.
Let me go. It's coming
Tina.
Closer.
No,
let
Tina.
Me, please.
Stop.
Let me go.
Fighting.
Let me
Tina.
Go.
Stop it. I've
got to get out of here. I've got to get out of here.
With a sudden effort, she broke away from me. Before I could stop her, she ran out of the room and down the stairs, sobbing. I was left all alone again.
How is she, Dr. Gordon?
I don't know yet, Mr. Cranston. I hope we can help her.
It's as bad as that.
Whatever the girl went through tonight must have been pretty terrifying to cause a case of shock like this.
She was so frightened she couldn't talk when we found her.
We still haven't been able to get her to speak.
Any idea who she might be, Doctor?
Well, we found this factory pass in her dress pocket.
I see it.
Yes, it is.
Tina Lukens, 284. Margot, she lives on that street where we found her.
Her family, if she has one, should be notified at once.
I'd like to look into this, Dr. Gordon. May I notify them for you?
I'd be obliged if you would.
Lamont, why?
I'd like to see just what could nearly frighten a person to death. Good evening. Are you Mr. Lukens? Ed Lukens?
Yes.
What about it? My name is Lamont Cranston. Does Tina Lukens live here?
Yes.
You're her father.
Yeah, what about it?
Your daughter's very ill, Mr. Lukens.
She's in the hospital. We took her there.
What's the idea, you two sticking your noses in my business?
Don't you want to see her?
What's all this to you?
She's either been hurt or beaten and frightened nearly to death.
Maybe she needed a beating. Now get out.
Oh, just a minute.
Ed, get out.
Well, that was a quick brush off.
Pleasant, Kelly.
He's obviously beaten her before.
Margo, I don't think Ed Lukens is responsible for Tina's present condition.
Didn't you see that piece of whipcord in his pocket?
Yes, I did. Maybe it does beat her, but it wasn't the beating. It was the fright that caused Tina's shock. Margo, we're going to find who or what caused that if we have to search every house in this block.
Mont, that's a hopeless task.
The only way.
But we don't even know what we're looking for.
Only what Dr. Gordon said, Margo. Someone or something that nearly frightened a person to death.
Tina had gone. I put my loom by the window so I could watch the people down below. They all hurried by. And then I saw another girl. Sometimes she was with a man, but sometimes she was by herself. She kept stopping in front of houses, looking in, each house, one by one, all along the block. Maybe if I could see her, talk to her, she'd come up here. Tomorrow, she should visit the empty warehouse across the street. I could talk to her then. I could make her understand that I wanted her to be my friend. I waited for hours in the empty room upstairs in the old warehouse. Then I saw her coming in. But the man was with her. I mustn't let him see me. He might not understand. I hid behind some packing boxes in a corner when I heard them coming up the stairs.
Down
with those stairs, Morgan. I've climbed enough of
these stairs the past few days to know my way around, Mr. Cranston. There's no one in here.
I can't tell. It's a good place to hide.
Hide?
And they were looking for someone.
Nothing but an empty old storeroom.
Her voice seemed kind of sweet.
In the old storeroom, no one around. This would be the ideal place for someone to drag Tina, frighten and beat her.
Tina, you were there to me. I'd walked into a trap.
I still think it's Tina's father. He practically admitted he beat the girl.
She was on my side. Already she was my friend.
You finished looking around.
It seems so silly, Lamont. So much wasted effort. The two of us going through all of these houses.
Call it wasted effort, Margot. Perhaps it meant saving someone else from what happened to that girl.
Yes, he was my enemy.
Well, there's nothing frightening in here.
No, I guess not.
They were leaving.
Wait.
No, it stopped again.
Should have a look behind those little packing cases.
He was coming toward me.
Lamont, come on.
Wait, I'm going to have a look.
Eric's going to find me. I'll fill in my pocket quickly. Eric, where's the sharp blades of my cutting shears?
Take just a minute, Mark.
Let him come. I was ready for him now.
Now, let's see what's behind these packing cases. Heavy.
I held this business tightly.
I guess the best thing to do is knock them all over.
You do. You'll find these cutting shears right in your heart.
Lamont, what happened?
No, it's nothing. Nothing at all, Margaret. I just pressed my hand on the nail.
I was still safe. You hadn't seen me.
You're coming home with me now. I'm going to take care of that hand.
All right, darling, you win.
I went safe. You're really leaving now.
We'll pick up again tomorrow where we've left off.
Tomorrow. Maybe if I was careful, I'd have another chance to see her tomorrow. It was dusk the next evening before I finally saw her alone on the street below. I leaned out of the window, dropped a lovely shawl I'd been weaving. I watched it as it wafted slowly downward and dropped to her feet. I jumped back so she wouldn't see me as she looked up and saw my window open. When I looked out again, she was gone. My heart beat wildly when I heard her footsteps on my stairs. My friend. My friend. We'd laughed and we'd talked. I wouldn't be lonely anymore. She was near the top landing now. I ran to the door, opened it just a crack, and looked out. Yeah, there she was, coming to my door.
Margo?
His voice, my enemy.
Margo, are you up there?
He had seen her and followed her in.
Yes, Lamont, up here in the top landing.
Don't we agree to stick together from now on while we're searching?
I wasn't searching, Lamont. Someone dropped his shawl, and I was just returning it.
Well, I'll come along with you. Can't tell what you might find.
I saw him take her arm and come to at my door. Might be behind me here. I ran into a corner and hid when I heard them knock on my door.
Door open, Lamont. But it doesn't look as if anyone's home.
Well, come on in. We can leave the shawl anyway.
My, what a dark, stuffy little room.
You're sure the shawl came from here?
Yes, Lamont. Look. Someone must have woven it here. There's a loom and yarn and thread scattered everywhere. Oh, Lamont.
What is it?
Nothing, I guess. I just ran into a spider web.
So did I. This place is full of them. Hand me that broom.
Do you think you should sweep them down, Lamont?
Unless you'd rather have them in your hair.
Lamont, stop!
What now?
Something over there in the corner.
What in the world?
Crawling towards you, Lamont. Looks like a spider.
That size?
It's after you. You tore down the web.
Get behind me, Margo, quickly.
It's coming towards us.
It is a spider.
Lamont Cranston and Margo Lane find themselves trapped in the small attic room of an old tenement. A terrifying black creature is crawling out of the corner.
Look out, Lamont!
I've got it. We're safe now, Margo.
It's horrible.
Thought I'd better bring this gun along just in case. I never dreamed I'd have to use it to kill a spider. No.
It killed my friend.
While I was hiding there in the corner, helpless, they killed the only friend they ever had in the world. They killed her. I bent over and touched her. And then it happened. It was almost like a miracle. I could spin. Like my spider. Then I could thread the silk. Strong as steel. I had learned the spider's secret. This was her way of granting me the power of revenge. And then I knew. I must find the girl again. Spin a strong web to catch her, and then kill her. And avenge my spider's death.
Why, I come back here to the hospital, Lamont, what are you going to say to Tina?
I'm just convinced her I've killed that spider, Margaret, that she's safe. May mean the difference between life and death for her. There's still room here.
Yes. Hello, Tina. Tina, it's your friend. We've come back to talk to you.
Tina, please listen to me. You don't have to be afraid anymore. It's gone. The spider is dead.
Spider, dead.
Isn't that what frightened you?
Somehow to frighten her. Dr. Gordon told us he'd never been here to the hospital to see her.
Maybe you're right, Margo.
Let's go to him now.
No, Margo, meet me outside of Ed Lucan's house. I'm going to visit him alone this time.
Why can't I come?
Because this time, Margo, I'm seeing Tina's father as the shadow.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I noticed that piece of cloth you have in the window. I just couldn't resist coming in and seeing it closer.
Yes, yes, it is beautiful, isn't it? Here, take it in your hand. Feel the texture. So soft, isn't it?
unbelievably soft.
And so strong. Look, strong as steel.
That strange shining thread running through it. I've never seen anything like it before.
Beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful. I used to weave two beautiful patterns before my husband died. That's why I always wear black. I'm a widow, you see. Yes, I used to weave, too. See my fingers? See how nimble they are?
Yes, I see.
Yes, I wear black now. My husband died. He left me the money for this little shop.
Thank you for letting me see the cloth.
You want to see more? I have some more here. Some I've worn.
No, no, I've stayed too long as it is.
Beautiful cloth. Really beautiful. I
no, no, thank you. I'm just waiting for someone outside. I wonder what's keeping Lamont. He should have seen Tina's father by now. What's this on the pavement? A long strand of that beautiful silken thread like that in the cloth. There's no end in sight. Why, it's leading right on down the street. Shouldn't be doing this. Lamont will be here in a minute. Such a long thread. It's so beautiful. It leads right into this house. And right up the
stairs. Right to my door. I stood in my window watching, concentrating, saying over and over, come up, come up. You must follow the thread to my room.
What he's holding between his teeth. He really believed in his own twisted mind he'd learned the spider secret.
Yes, Margot. He really believed he could spin. Thought he had let himself down from the window by nothing but a flimsy strand of ordinary weaving yarn.
Ha 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 ha!